Even as people still reel from the shock of the weekend helicopter crash in Calabasas, which killed 9 people, including basketball legend Kobe Bryant, we're beginning to learn more about what led to the accident. The helicopter was headed from Orange County to Ventura County when it hit a rugged mountainside off of Las Virgenes Road. Authorities say they completed recovery of the remains of all of the victims yesterday. And after carefully mapping the nearly 600-foot debris field and photographing it, the debris was collected and removed from the crash site.
A recovery crew was loading the wreckage in large white tarp bags, which were airlifted by helicopter from the scene and loaded on a truck and will be moved to a secure location. That has already occurred, so we have turned the site officially over to local authorities. We are done on site.
Jennifer Homendy is with the National Transportation Safety Board. She says they're just getting started in an investigative process which could take more than a year. Many questions have been raised about weather conditions. Low clouds and fog delayed the flight, with the helicopter circling over the Los Angeles area until pilot Ara Zobayan got permission to proceed under visual as opposed to instrument flight conditions. But for some reason, the westbound helicopter circled back east, diving rapidly and smashing into the mountainside.
We know that the helicopter was at 2,300 feet when it lost communications with air traffic control. The descent rate for the helicopter was over 2,000 feet a minute. So we know that this was a high-energy impact crash.
The NTSB official says at this point there was no sign the helicopter exploded before hitting the mountain.
Did we locate all the significant components? Yes, so that would seem to, that indicates to us, preliminary information is that the helicopter was in one piece when it impacted the terrain. Was the dive recoverable? I mean, that we're going to have to look at as part of the accident investigation. That requires further analysis.
Homendy noted there is technology available which could warn a helicopter pilot that they're approaching the ground, but she says it's not required in choppers like the Sikorsky S-76B.
I was asked about terrain awareness and warning system, or TAWS, which provides terrain information to the pilot. I was asked whether that was on this helicopter. We have verified it was not.
The NTSB official noted that following another deadly crash years ago, her agency had recommended the use of the technology, but was overridden.
In 2004, the NTSB investigated a crash involving an S-76A in Galveston, Texas, which killed 10 people. We issued a recommendation to the Federal Aviation Administration that stated, require all existing and new U.S. registered turbine-powered rotorcraft certificated for 6 or more passenger seats to be equipped with a terrain awareness and warning system. They did not implement the recommendation.
The helicopter's pilot had more than 8,000 hours of flight time, including more than 1,200 in the type of helicopter which crashed. The NTSB team also noted that while he asked for and received special permission to fly under visual conditions, it was a request which was commonly granted. The NTSB's Jennifer Homendy says they'll have a preliminary report done in about 10 days, but that report contains just the facts about the accident. The final report with conclusions will take much longer.
In about 12 to 18 months, we hope to have a final report which will include findings, recommendations, and a probable cause. In that time, we could issue urgent safety recommendations. So at the end, when we issue a final report, we issue safety recommendations that we hope will be implemented by the recipients. And the goal is to prevent a similar accident from happening again.
Lance Roscoe, KCLU News.